This is Phil Nee from WRCO, reminding you Wisconsin's fall primary is August 13th, right around the corner. Make a plan to be a voter in every election. Your vote matters. To learn more about who and what is on your ballot this August, where your polling place is, and how you can request an absentee ballot, head to myvotewi.gov to get all the information and more. Center at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden confirmed to have COVID, taking Paxlovid, symptoms said to be mild. Division among the Democratic Party, however, about his re-election. Here's ABC's Perry Russum.
According to ABC News contributor and political reporter Rachel Bade, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told Biden last week that she and other Democratic lawmakers worry he's dragging down the party. A Pelosi ally saying the Speaker does not want to call on him to resign, but she will do everything in her power to make sure it happens.
At the Republican National Convention, Vice Presidential nominee J.D. Vance delivered his acceptance speech last night. Donald Trump will do the same this evening. His wife, Melania, and daughter, Ivanka, will be in the audience. Many questions about the lapses in security at Trump's Pennsylvania rally. Officials say the man who tried to assassinate him and did kill a Trump supporter was spotted 20 minutes before he took his first shots. Head of the Secret Service has agreed to testify Monday as she faces growing calls to resign. This is ABC News. A bit of controversy over one of the shows leading the Emmy nominations. ABC's Jason Nathanson has the story from Hollywood.
With the Emmy nominations Wednesday morning, The Bear set a record for most nominations ever for a comedy, 23. And among the shows it's up against for outstanding comedy is the final season of Curb Your Enthusiasm, with its 11th nod in that category. Curb showrunner Jeff Schaefer tells me it's kind of weird to be up against a show like The Bear.
I love The Bear. Bear's a great show. It's not a comedy. And I don't think they think it's a comedy. No one thinks it's a comedy. And there's a reason for that. It's not a comedy. It's a really good drama.
We'll see which show wins at the Emmys September 15th on ABC. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
A rare orange lobster has a new home in Colorado. It had shown up in a shipment to a Red Lobster restaurant in Pueblo, and the manager there says as soon as they saw it, they knew it had to be donated. An orange shell shows up in only about one out of every 30 million lobsters. Its new home, Denver's Downtown Aquarium. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Attention DIY enthusiasts and professionals. Head over to Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel for amazing savings. Save up to 77% on Craftsman tools and up to 50% off Evercraft tools. Plus, buy two and save $5 on all Chemical Guys products. Don't miss out on these incredible deals. Visit Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center and Boscobel today.
Napa Know-How. Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream ice cream. We all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
This summer, relax in style with Court & Main Furniture and Mattress. Get a comfortable, stylish recliner for just $399.99, perfect for those lazy summer days and cozy movie nights. Visit us at 172 East Court Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Don't miss out on this unbeatable deal. Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, where comfort meets affordability. Relax this summer in your new favorite recliner. Shop local, feel great.
Dunkin' dropped a new kind of energy. Introducing Spark Energy by Dunkin'. It's energy for the fun of it. Available in two full-on delicious flavors, Berry Burst and Peach Sunshine. It's what you need when your afternoon needs you to get going. A revitalizing burst of caffeine, vitamins, and minerals gives you the energy to turn the fun up to 11. True story. Order ahead on the Dunkin' app and get a medium Spark Energy for $3 in the month of July. Fruit-flavored, contains 0% fruit juice, caffeine from caffeine, and guarana. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Today's forecast calls for sunshine and 76, clear skies and comfortably cool tonight, a low of 53. Friday, mostly sunny and very nice, a high of 79. Right now at WRCO Studios, after the chilly low of 53 degrees, we're up from that. It is 55 on the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge. Good Thursday morning, July 18th. Here's Thomas Rhett.
Baby, last night was hands down one of the best nights that I've had, no doubt. Between a bottle of wine and the look in your eyes and the Marvin Gaye, then we danced in the dark under September stars and the pouring rain. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die. That black dress makes it hard to breathe. You're a saint, you're a goddess, the cutest, the hottest, a masterpiece. It's too good to be true, nothing better than you in my wildest dreams. And I know that I can't ever tell you enough that all I need in this life is your crazy love. If I never get to see the northern lights, or if I never get to see the Eiffel Tower at night, or if all I got is your hand in my hand, baby, I could die the happy man. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
mansion in Georgia. Drive a sports car up the coast of California.
Thomas Rhett on FM 100.9, WRCO, WRCE. It is 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. We trust you're having a good day. The day is flying by. First thing I thought this morning when I stepped out in Sextonville, where's my coat? Can't remember where I left it. May have to find it. It was a little cool this morning. We have a couple of things give away throughout the morning, and in fact, we'll give away something right now. We have tickets for the Monster Truck Nitro Tour at Wisconsin Dells Raceway, which is happening on Saturday night. These are tickets for the 7:30 go-around, and also it gets you into the pit party. Sounds like a wild time there. So we will give these two tickets and two pit passes to caller number 7 at 608-647-4155. Lucky 7 today. On the morning get-together, here's Morgan Wallen.
Don't know where you at, don't know where you been, don't know nothing about that boy you're into. Don't feel bad for you, but I feel bad for him, and all the hell you gonna be putting him through. Probably tell him we're a burnt out flame, probably tell him that I ain't been on your mind. I ain't nothing but a long gone thing. You can curse my name, but baby don't you lie. When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're chasing what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about when you're tasting what he's drinking? Are you thinking about me? Do you hide your phone? Did you change my name? When he wants to go to our go-to place, do you tell him you can't? Then go out of your way to be somewhere, any damn where I ain't. When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? When you're riding where he's driving, are you missing my street? Every time you close your eyes, tell me who do you see? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Coming over tonight, with that truck in your drive, whose mind is like you know it's supposed to be. When you're up in his bed, am I up in your head, making you crazy? Tell me, baby, are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? Are you thinking about me? When you're tasting what he's drinking, are you thinking about me? Don't know where you at, girl, I know where you ought to be.
We have found our winner. I'm just off the line with Deb Schaller, our winner of the contest this morning. Deb will be receiving a couple of tickets for the Monster Truck Nitro Tour at the Dells Raceway, Saturday night, 7:30, and enjoying the pit party as well. So keep listening for your chance to win. And for more information on this event, check out DellsRaceWayPark.com or MonsterTruckTour.com. Today is July 18th. Some things to celebrate. National Caviar Day. Maybe Hank and I can celebrate that if we can. I don't know if we can afford it. National Dole Whip Day. We could maybe afford that. Dole Whip, the non-dairy frozen treat. Sounds pretty good. It's Get to Know Your Customers Day. It's Insurance Nerd Day. That's something certainly that I am not. Thing that insurance is something that I don't necessarily understand. That goes right over my head. I'll be, okay, I'll take your word for it. Yes, it's National Sour Candy Day. Good stuff there. Pucker up a little bit. It's Nelson Mandela International Day, remembering the great Nelson Mandela. And it's World Listening Day.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
On WRCO FM 100.9, WRCE, and WRCO AM 1450 as well. We're getting along toward Hank time today.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
You'll love an A&W root beer float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking for the perfect Friday night out while supporting passages? Come join us at Sitting Pretty Farm this Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. Enjoy our wood-fired homemade pizzas, groove to live music, and take in the beautiful scenery. All served by the dedicated passages staff, advocates with a purpose. Find us at S5990 Chamberlain Ridge Lane, Viroqua. Don't miss out on this unforgettable evening. Sitting Pretty Farm this Friday at 5 o'clock p.m. See you there.
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics. Caring, educating, healing.
Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
There you are, young man. Hey, good Ray. Morning.
Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
Hey.
What?
I got a world record.
You have a world record?
I do.
For what?
Biggest man ever in a Speedo.
Oh. Man, you just won't let that die, will you?
What, you want to see it?
No, I do. I do not. No, no.
Anyway, how you been, buddy?
Good, yes.
Did you do anything fun last night?
We had a fun time at the Simon Shark Swim Meet.
Did you go swimming?
I did not. No, Bo Hendricks and I sat outside this year. We had a little tent outside the door, and boy, it was a nice night. Beautiful.
Did Bo go swimming?
No, he did not. Nope.
Oh, we're all hoping here they would at least take a bath or something.
Oh, no. No. We stayed outside. We let the real swimmers go to work.
Did you have a good time?
We did. We had a fun time. Interviewed a lot of just really capable young people, several coaches, even interviewed some swimmers from some visiting towns.
Good for you.
And when you're on live radio and you're interviewing youngsters, mm-hmm. sometimes you just never know what's going to come out of their mouths. So this was heard last night on WRCO. We were interviewing some swimmers from a visiting pool. Have you had a good season? Has it been fun?
Yeah. It's been fun. Yeah.
Well, we experienced a couple weeks ago there was poop in our pool.
Oh, man, that's awful.
I wouldn't say it.
You know what? It's the truth in broadcasting. I was not expecting that.
I bet you. Well, that's not a Snickers bar.
Baby Ruth.
Yeah.
Caddyshack.
Whatever.
Oh, man.
I'm not even going to ask where that's from.
Well, everybody was, you know, there was a big group around us, too, at the time. So everybody got kind of a charge out of that. So.
What teams were there?
There were, let's see, Prairie du Chien, Dodgeville, and Reedsburg. Okay. So take your pick. It was one of the three.
One of the three. He's pooping our pool.
Oh, I bet that shut it down, though. Cancel the meat.
Yeah. Talking about licking someone to get the taste out of his mouth.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what.
What else is going on today?
I can't get my mind off that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Well, anyway, she's got some.
Grow up. That's what I used to say. Grow up. You know, you guys think that's funny. Just grow up.
Well, 3rd and 19.
Here
I don't have a play for 3rd and 19.
Here I am at my age, and I still laugh at. What do you do, Hank?
What do you do? Anyway, I've got some world record beaters.
Yeah?
Most slices of garlic sliced in 30 seconds.
Really?
Well, yeah, what would you guess?
I don't know. It's got to be incredible. I'd say 100.
117 by Wallace.
Wow.
By Wallace Wong. It's just, it was impressive.
Right down the line.
Yeah, yeah. 94-year-old Minnesota man verified as the world's oldest bus driver.
Really?
Yep. A 94-year-old man from Minnesota, USA, has been verified as the oldest bus driver, Jim Oppergard, who was 93 when his world record was confirmed, but since turned 94, has been driving for over half of his life. He's enjoyed a career as a city bus driver before retiring at age 65, but due to boredom, he soon resumed working. He is currently employed by North Star Bus Lines, driving school for children with special education needs.
Ah, good for him. Yeah.
His biggest dream was hoping that he could drive the Minnesota Vikings to a Super Bowl, but that was...
Well, he had four chances. They've been at four Super Bowls.
Yeah, but again, he said...
Oh, you mean...
It always comes up empty.
Oh. Well, so far. You know, you think back to when we were kids, too. Our bus drivers all seemed like they were like 93 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And in truth, they're probably younger than you and I are right now. But
yeah, I know.
To a youngster...
They're always... But to a youngster, they're always old and mean.
Yeah, it always seems like they're... Boy, those guys are 90 years old.
Don't mess with him. He'll make you sit in the front seat.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got to know all the drivers quite well.
So did I. Stop kicking my seat.
Yep, exactly.
So anyway, a YouTuber and competitive speed eater, Kevin Thomas, also known as L.A. Beast, takes another challenge. Okay,
really?
Now get this. Most marshmallows eaten in 1 minute with no hands. The big marshmallows.
Wow.
How many do you think?
Big marshmallows and a minute.
And a minute. No hands.
30.
19. And that has to be swallowed.
And swallowed. Those are hard to chew
up,
too.
Oh, my goodness.
I would choke.
Sure,
exactly.
I would.
Exactly.
Mm. Most peanut butter cups eaten in 1 minute.
Oh, man. That's a record I could probably shoot for.
We could probably both do it. Eight.
Eight?
That's so impressive.
Chewed up and swallowed.
Yep.
That is impressive.
Yep.
Mm. Wow.
Most gummy bears eaten in 1 minute with a stick. So he can use a toothpick.
And
you have to swallow every gummy bear.
Okay.
Before you put the next one in.
So truthfully, you could probably swallow them without chewing.
He did chew once.
Did he?
Yeah, he broke it, kind of broke him. When you saw it, it was kind of neat.
He'd chew once and then...
Hum,
hum, yeah.
Hum.
Wow.
31.
31.
Yes.
Oh, I think it's a little bit of a choking hazard.
Oh, without question it is.
Yeah.
Especially for me.
Yeah, it would be for me, too. Hmm.
A Canadian martial artist, Sylvania Chamon, okay, from Canada... Most items from people's head, okay, in 1 minute, was 59 footballs off of people's heads. And she's short. But she, it was impressive. 59.
So, okay, what were the people laying down?
No, were standing up. They had to be a certain height. So if you were taller, you had to duck down. They had football helmets on with a T on their head with a football on their T.
Okay, all right. Well, wearing the football helmet, if she missed, it wouldn't get you quite
as good. She didn't miss at all.
She didn't?
No.
Right on the football.
It was right on. I mean, all she had to do was just kick it off. And it was just one of those roundhouse kicks, you know, something that if you and I did would be down for 6 months.
Oh, sure.
So
she brought the leg up high and smoked it. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Got it. That's pretty impressive there, Hank.
Yeah, it wasn't me, though.
Yeah, well, no, but you reported on it.
Yes.
You found it.
Nigerian's man, 3-day gaming marathon, shatters world record. 3 days, okay? Osid Owula, also known as Coded, performed the longest video game marathon playing a soccer game, registering a time of 75 hours.
Wow.
Unlike all 7 previous record holders who played either FIFA or Pro Evolution Soccer during their attempts, Osid played mobile game Dream League Soccer 2023 on his iPhone, which was connected to his TV screen.
That's incredible.
75 hours.
I think Bo Hendricks could beat that.
You think he could?
Yeah, I think he could. So maybe
we'll see.
We'll put him up to the challenge.
I just like for him to come to work for the 4th day in a row.
That's not true.
He comes to work.
Yeah, he does.
He comes here.
Mm-hmm.
So Matt Dupson really put his back into this record in more ways than one. Set a Guinness World Records record unleashed. He snapped 19 baseball bats with his back in 1 minute.
What?
19 baseball bats.
He broke them?
Yes.
Over his back? How did...
Put them here and here.
Like that?
Yes.
Oh! Kind of makes my spine hurt right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
look at that.
There's a picture of it, Philip.
Yeah, he's a big dude, too. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's nuts.
You've seen major leaguers, like when they get mad and they strike out, break them, you know, like over their knee. That takes some strength, too, to be able to do that.
Well, let's see him do it with an aluminum bat.
Right.
How big a boy are you?
That'd be a little tougher. I've seen those bent up, too.
Yeah.
You know, so, but I still have mine. I have one of the very first aluminum bats that was ever made.
It was really hard, too, wasn't it?
It really is hard, absolutely. And barely used because I never made contact. You know?
It still has the sticker
on
it.
It's brand new.
Sell it on Prime Mover.
I should.
Yeah. Vintage.
Yeah, absolutely. Barely used.
So plastic still wrapped around it.
Oh, well.
Anyway, any plans for the night, buddy?
You know, maybe mowing if you
mowing.
Want. You want to come over and help?
I got to work. No, you know what? I got to do my hair.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that won't take very long, will it?
Wow.
Well, you know.
You know what, Phil? Every day I say be kind.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I really mean that towards you.
Oh, you do?
And it just doesn't sink in.
I thought I was kind of kind.
Kind of kind.
Kind of kind.
Buddy, I hope you have an awesome day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Brave.
Schmidt Woodland Hills Transitional Care Unit provides services for people requiring skilled care after surgery or an illness. Physical, occupational, and speech therapies are available 5 days a week to help clients recover quickly. Our partnership with Aegis Therapies provides quality care and a commitment to your quality of life. We'll develop a plan that fits your rehabilitation goals. When you or a loved one are in need of rehabilitation services, consider Schmidt Woodland Hills and Aegis Therapies. Call 647-8931 today.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts has a wonderful selection of cemetery memorials in its sympathy room. Added Touch has stone saddles and refill urn liners. Choose from silk or real flower arrangements, chimes, angels, crosses, urns, and stone ornaments with meaningful tributes. Added Touch has fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, and more. Get everything you need at Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Get ready for unbeatable summer savings at Richland Locker. Sink your teeth into juicy New York strips, just $9.98 a pound. Buying for the family? Their family packs of strips are only $9.48 a pound. Craving something different? Try the assorted varieties of cedar plank salmon for only $6.99 each. And don't miss out on the deli deals. Kretschmar medium roast beef, just $11.98 a pound. And sliced Munster cheese, only $4.98 a pound. Richland Locker, where quality meets value. Visit them today. Price is good while supplies last.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
7:35, we're at 57 degrees in Richland Center. South African anti-apartheid leader and President Nelson Mandela was born on this day in 1918. President Harry S. Truman signed a Presidential Succession Act, which placed the Speaker of the House and the Senate President pro temp next in line after the Vice President. The year was 1947. A little civics lesson for you. And in 1976, at the Summer Olympics in Montreal, Nadia Comăneci of Romania became the first gymnast to receive a perfect score of 10 from Olympic judges for her performance on the uneven bars. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
From infants to men size 19, The Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, high-tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit The Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday from Richland Center Primary School to James Johnsrud and Evander Long. Happy 12th birthday, Elena K. Ward. Love Mom and Dad and Brantley. To Elena Ward from Grandma and Aunt Lainey as well. To Marvin Ford from your bingo buddy, Sue. Happy birthday, Cindy Berry from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. And also to Cindy from your greatest neighbors, Tim, Deb, Harley, and Sally. To Lori Copas from Karen, Duke, and Daisy. And to Mackenzie Parkhurst, happy birthday from Park Street Christian Church. To Linda Kaufman from the gang at Park Street Christian Church. And to Santana Schmidt from Ash Creek United Methodist Church, to Donna Keene from Five Points Lutheran. Happy 28th birthday to Morgan Wongtendonk today from Mom, Dad, Buddy, Max, and Lily, and to Morgan Wongtendonk from Grace and Team Booney Tunes. Have a happy day today, Morgan. Greetings to Richland Center United Methodist Church celebrant Becky Tracy Happy birthday today to David Turk from Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and to Dave Best Blend Turk and Jenny Wilson from Little Willow Birthday and Anniversary Club. Cindy Brown, happy wishes from Devin, Heather, Rexy Ann, and Kimber. And to Cindy Brown from Five Points Lutheran Church. Also, have a great day, Cindy, from Karen. From the RC Lions, happy birthday to Dawson Carley. Also to Elias Rowan and to Brian Tennant, Stanley Hendricks as well. And happy anniversary, Dave and Val Thompson. Happy birthday wishes from Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions, Andrew Bender, Sarah Johnson, Lexi Noble, Angela Thomas, and Tess Wilkinson, along with Olive Marie Froney. Happy anniversary, Leo and Mary Ellenbolt, Mr. and Mrs. Doug Froh, and Craig and Kristen Ostrander. From the Bloom City Town Crier, happy birthday, Brenda Ewing. Also today to Sherry Hillesheim, Linda Kaufman, Dave Turk, and Mary Turner. Happy anniversary, Randy and Brenda Ewing. All the best to Brenda Ewing on the occasion of her birthday from Beulah Wesleyan Church, and happy anniversary, Randy and Brenda, as well. To Brenda Ewing from residents and staff of Schmidt-Woodland Hills. And to Randy Ewing, happy 38th anniversary to my loving and caring husband. I am so thankful God brought us together. Hope we have many more years together full of love and memories, with lots of love from your wife, Brenda. And a happy birthday, Brenda, and happy 38th as well. She is my reason for living, from loving husband, Randy. And happy 27th to Clint and Kim Moen. They celebrate today with lots of love from all the family.
Wait, what? It's our anniversary already? At J.J. Walsh Jewelers, we hear this story all the time. Life is so busy that you forget to get your wife an anniversary gift. This is Amanda, and I'm here to help you. I can help you choose just the right heirloom jewelry piece that she will treasure for years. Whether it's a sparkly diamond bracelet or a casual pair of silver earrings, it's my honor to help you with this exciting purchase. $20 or $2,000, it doesn't matter. I've got your back. Remember, this is Amanda, and I care about your big occasion. J.J. Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center, Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jeweler.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
57 WRCO Radio after a low of 53 today. We head toward news time up in just a handful of minutes. This is BJ Thomas.
Stays on my mind. Girl, you keep me thirsty.
is Phil Nee, appreciating you joining us and supporting local radio. Joanne has the news coming up next. If you're looking for seasonal work this fall, why not join the team at Oakwood Fruit Farm? They need full-time apple packers and apple pickers for the 24 harvest season. Enjoy the fresh air, beautiful orchards, and supportive team environment. Apply now and be a part of the apple harvest tradition. Visit oakwoodfruitfarm.com or call them at 608-585-2701. That's oakwoodfruitfarm.com or 608-585-2701. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where great apples grow and great teams work.
Shop local and save big this July with the Red, White, and Refresh sale at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Get 10% off all mattresses for the best night's sleep. Enjoy 15% off all bedding to complete your bedroom makeover. And don't miss 20% off all decor to refresh your home. Visit us at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where quality meets savings. Follow us on Facebook for access to exclusive deals. Cannot be combined with other offers.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 57 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town & Country TV & Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Mostly sunny today with a high of 76. Tonight, clear skies and comfortably cool with a low of 53. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 53, it's 57 degrees.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Derek Van Orden says he doesn't want his confrontation with a protester to distract from the goals at hand during the Republican National Convention. He also says he doesn't want people comparing his incident to the assassination attempt on Donald Trump. Van Orden commented at the RNC Wednesday morning. The protester from the group Code Pink was taken into custody Tuesday for allegedly assaulting Van Orden outside a downtown hotel. Charges are being reviewed by the Milwaukee District Attorney's Office. Republican U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde linked Tammy Baldwin with President Joe Biden in a Tuesday speech at the Republican National Convention. Hovde said America is struggling under Biden and that Baldwin voted with him 95.5% of the time. He claimed the Democratic senator is detached from everyday Wisconsinites. Baldwin declined to comment at length during a non-campaign stop in Wausau Wednesday. But she said the contrast between her and Hovde is extraordinary, and that she'll run on her record of working to lower costs, including health care costs. In a statement, a spokesman for the Democratic Party of Wisconsin called Hovde an out-of-touch California multimillionaire who has made disparaging remarks about Wisconsinites. There's more at stake in Wisconsin than just the top of the ticket. With new legislative maps, Republican strategist Keith Gilkes says it'll take high-quality candidates to win.
It's about getting back to our roots of finding good candidates, much like what the Democratic side's going to do. People from the community know their community, have connections to their community, and know how to go out there and win races.
Down-ballot races in Wisconsin will be won on bread-and-butter issues, especially with new, more competitive maps, says Democratic strategist Melissa Baldoff.
They're hearing childcare is incredibly expensive. We need some help on that. They're hearing about, can we drink the water from our well? Is this safe? We need to know that someone is listening to us, that they're fighting for us, and they're doing the right thing for our families.
Baldoff and Gilkes spoke to a luncheon Tuesday put on by Wispolitics and the Marquette Law School. In a motion filed Tuesday, Governor Tony Evers and AG Josh Call seek to join the suit filed by Planned Parenthood against Sheboygan County District Attorney Joel Ermansky. The suit argues that a near-total state abortion ban, which Ermansky seeks to enforce, is unconstitutional. A statement from Evers' office notes that the Democratic governor has promised to support abortion access ever since the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Evers administration is asking the Wisconsin Supreme Court to intervene in the suit. Evers and Call want the court to confirm that an 1800s-era state statute is unenforceable and that the Wisconsin Constitution establishes a right of bodily autonomy, including in cases of abortion. The mission of the Richland County Ambulance Service is to provide efficient, high-quality emergency medical care and safe transportation to a medical facility for any resident or visitor of the service area. New Emergency Services Director Mike Jessen presented a report to the Richland County Board of Supervisors Tuesday night. Jessen has 13 years of fire and EMS experience and is currently licensed as a critical care paramedic. The Richland County Ambulance Service is made up of one full-time director, one full-time administrative secretary, four full-time AEMT positions, 10 part-time casual positions, and 6 paid on-call positions. Revenues for the department come from service reimbursements, contract payments, grants, and donations. The department is currently working with Wisconsin Office of Rural Health and other industry experts to establish what financial sustainability for the service will look like. The cost of people and stuff has grown exponentially, yet revenues have not kept pace. Richland County EMS has a 70% Medicare and Medicaid payership within its service area. The department is also one of the lowest-paying EMS departments in the state, which is not only harming recruitment, but now retention of current staff. Last year, the department responded to over 1,200 calls for service. Some of these calls were inter-facility transfers. As the community ages and reliance on EMS grows, the county cannot anticipate a reduction in call volume. Last week alone, the department responded to 32 calls for service, with 19 of those calls in a 48-hour period. Jessen stated that the department is also experiencing much higher instances of simultaneous calls for service, which solidifies the need to staff a second ambulance 24/7. The mayor laid out what somewhat bleak picture of Madison's finances, saying it's either a $22 million referendum or $6 million in cuts. Mayor Sacha Rhodes Conway offered two long-term budget proposals at the Common Council meeting Tuesday night. She says the quality of life in Madison is so high, causing more people to move here. That's cost money. It means that we need to hire people to carry out those services, and we need to pay their salaries and their benefits. We need to give them the tools they need to do their work. The school district has already approved a referendum on the ballot in November. The city is likely to do the same. It's the first time in city history voters will be asked to raise taxes for both in one election. People in Milwaukee are demanding justice for a homeless man who was shot and killed by officers in town from Columbus, Ohio, to help secure the RNC. Activists say out-of-town law enforcement should stay inside the convention perimeter. Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman says lethal force was needed because Samuel Sharp Jr. was threatening another man with a knife. A Grant County deputy was involved in a high-speed motorcycle pursuit while on patrol early Wednesday morning around 5:20 on Highway 18 in Patch Grove Township. The deputy observed a blue crotch rocket-type motorcycle driving 78 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. The deputy initiated a traffic stop, and the motorcyclist refused to stop. A pursuit ensued, and the motorcycle continued east on Highway 18. Speeds during the pursuit reached 123 miles per hour. The motorcycle turned north onto Highway 133, and at this point, the deputy was directly behind the motorcycle. Alan Achenbach, 55, from Bagley, came to a stop and was taken into custody without incident. Fenimore police assisted at the scene. The Social Security Administration has announced that customers who created an online account before September 18, 2021, will soon be required to transition to a login.gov account to continue access to their online services. Over 5 million of these account holders have already transitioned to login.gov. The agency is making the changes to simplify the sign-in experience and align with federal authentication standards while providing safe and secure access to online services. Account holders are encouraged to sign in now. When you log in, you will be presented with an option to easily transition to login.gov. Once your account is successfully linked, a confirmation screen will appear, and you will have immediate access to your personal My Social Security services or other service that you are attempting to access. Existing login.gov or ID.me account holders do not need to create a new account or take any action.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Today is Thursday, July 18th. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca, died Sunday at Aurora Zilber Family Hospice. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 11 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca. Burial with military graveside rites will follow in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Avoca Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Robert Bud Franklin, 92 of Avoca. Daniel Bowles Techmeyer, 85 of Casanova, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday at St. Luke's Evangelical Lutheran Church in Richland Center, with burial in the Souls Creek Cemetery to follow. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Lutheran Church. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Daniel Bowles Techmeyer, 85 of Casanova. Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel and formerly of Fenimore, died July 5th at her residence. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 2 until 5 at Kim Silver Dollar in Boscobel. The Larson Family Funeral Home of Fenimore is assisting the family of Penny Lane Pennell Starkey, 54 of Boscobel, formerly of Fenimore. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center, died Monday at Harvest Guest Home. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 3 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A live stream of the funeral will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 2 until the time of service at 3. Martha Baltazar, 80 of Richland Center. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 80 of Laval, died Sunday at his home, the result of numerous illnesses. Services will be held at noon Monday at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Burial will be at Oaklawn Cemetery, Laval. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Monday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be sent to Laval Advent Christian Church or to the Village of Laval toward building of the new park pavilion. Wayne Delbert Blinston, 84 of Laval. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet, died Saturday at his home. Memorial services will be held Friday, July 26th from 4 to 6 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Brent Anthony Tony Vinglish, 56 of Muscadet. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Rayana and Scott Oman had a daughter, Kinsley Autumn.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Craig Culver began the popular Wisconsin chain 40 years ago in Sauk City, and he's bringing it back to where it all began. A block party this morning will allow residents to get 89-cent custard and free cake until it's gone. Yard games, giveaways, a historical display, and a commemorative painting are all part of the festivities. Culver's Restaurants Nationwide will also be donating funds from sales today to a charity of their choice. ABC News at 8 is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building. You're listening to WRC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston.